A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Kind of got together to write music for. We were obviously really young, and I was really young. I was at college, and I was introduced to Paul, and we were just trying to write really noisy music. Well, what did you?
I came from the electronic music background, and Joe came from the guitar music background, and. It was just at that time, about 2001, there were some really exciting things happening in guitar music for us, for the first time in a long time. But then at the same time, that moment in time for electronic music was incredible, because it was a really big change where laptops became affordable and powerful enough to do really interesting things, and there was a lot of really exciting electronic music. People like Kid 606, Aphex Twin, of course, though he'd been around for a while, and record labels like Tiger Beat 6. Suddenly there was lots of brand new sounding, noisy electronic music, but the live show was still just, it was just a guy behind the laptop that wasn't very interesting at all. So the really quite simple idea of for us to get started was because we were all listening to all of this music, but no one seemed to be putting the two things together at that moment. And so we just started making noisy guitar music and noisy programmed sample beats. And in the 1950s, I forget the exact date, maybe 52, there was a coup in Guatemala. The CIA kind of took over the country, basically, to, you know, help the capitalism. And the way they did that was crazy. They sort of, they invented an invasion. They jammed the radio stations and they broadcast fake radio broadcasts about an uprising, which wasn't actually happening. And they were dropping leaflets from the sky. And they even installed speakers on rooftops to broadcast the sounds of, war and the uprising and planes. And this is all, it's incredible when we found out about that, because it's entirely true. You know, it's documented in academic texts. And it's such an audacious and scary thing that a government would do to another country. Anyway, part of that is based on there's a sort of research paper which suggests that the 65 days is the amount of time of broadcasting jamming or freezing a country's communications technology. The idea was taken from that whole story, you know, the idea of the amount of time that's needed to break down a civilization. It's quite a scary. We always struggle with how to make our music political. That's a very difficult thing to do because, well, for a start, we don't have any singing, and also there's a lot of people whose, I don't know, political music has this very unfortunate baggage attached to it. It's often quite folky, quite old-fashioned, and the lyrics might be really great about explaining a particular issue, but the actual music, for me anyway, it doesn't excite me, and it can often come across as quite earnest or a bit preachy, because we certainly don't pretend to have any answers to any of the problems, but we do want to acknowledge the problem.
Not so much that the music is political, because like Paul says, it's quite hard to, if anything, we almost keep the music away from that. It's more that politics and the the way things are shouldn't be as removed from people's everyday lives as it is in like 2014, because it seems to have been really, it's really removed. It's something that people aren't asked to get involved in. You know, you have to kind of opt in rather than opt out of being politically active, and it seems like there's many really difficult things happening, and at least some of those things seem like they wouldn't be happening if people were involved just on an individual level. I read something, I can't remember what it was that I read really recently, but you know, like the idea that politics is part of your identity, and you have kind of almost like a duty to be involved as an individual. we very rapidly developed. I mean, there's more than just the two of us in the band. There's another two dudes, and we've between us developed a really good. I don't think we're like other bands in that we're not trying to do anything. We listen to so much stuff individually that we're not trying to do anything that anybody else is doing. We've got this kind of vocabulary between us of what works and what doesn't. And the technology side of things is like, well, it's interesting, isn't it? But the people that I meet that are the most clued up on, well, anything but using computers or even playing the guitar, you know, the most technically advanced people are often, they often play it with the least sort of soul, I suppose, or the least... Whereas if you just have the stuff and you use it in the wrong way, or, you know, kind of just mashing it together.
Like, a guitar is an incredible invention that's taken, hundreds of years to develop into a thing. But now it's such a user-friendly way of making music quite quickly. And I think it's kind of done that in a different sort of way. It's very easy now to get started making music without really understanding what's happening underneath, but all of that can come later. I think if you're using it in the right way, it can be a really good tool. It's very easy. Anyone with a laptop can load up some software and make music, and to begin with, that music will sound like everybody else who's using a laptop to make music, but at least you can get started. And then the trick is to find your own voice with these tools, I suppose. And learning academically or theoretically, it can certainly help to a degree. But
maybe art and music is useful to kind of mirror what's going on, because our experience of trying to articulate what Paul's trying to articulate is that actually more and more, rather than individual causes, I think a lot of those things are really interconnected and indicative of a very similar symptoms. And so there's almost like there's becoming a really big bureaucratic mess that's actually really easy to direct to target, because you can see it, it's so huge, and one thing relates to another, that actually I think whereas, you know, maybe music in the past has been behind certain movements, I think maybe the best job that you could do as a musician or any sort of artist is just to highlight or mirror or, you know, remind people that all that, you know,